Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser, talking about his recent appearance before the Senate Agriculture Committee in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Two producers, two market economists, and one social engineer appeared before the Senate Agriculture Committee in the latter days of June, talking about cattle market transparency, what's going on in the cattle market right now, how it impacts the cattle producer, how it impacts the consumer. One of those testifying was Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State University. As one of the market economists, he talked about the need for more cattle market transparency, more cash cattle trade, most certainly. But at the same time, he says you don't want to lose the opportunity to differentiate your product, produce a high-quality beef product that the consumer wants and is willing to pay for.
You could generalize that, not just arrangements specific to alternative marketing agreements, which is what we were talking about there, but more generally, you know, lots of our society, this is broader than the beef cattle industry for a moment, it has thrived by evolving over time and having economic signals in the form of markets that get somebody to produce something differently or more efficiently than was done in the past because a consumer somewhere in the system says they want it. That certainly holds to beef, right? We have a lot more types of beef, you know, items being sold through those three market channels, export, domestic, food service, domestic retail, where the ask behind those products is very different than it was 20 or 30 years ago. To paraphrase, it's hard to meet those growing demands, and most of those demands are opportunities. They align with protein demand growth, which is good, but sometimes they require doing something a little different than we did 20 or 30 years ago. And you may actually raise the cattle the same, but you got to convey information with that. Or you may have to raise the cattle differently or, you know, provide them on a specific day to meet the specs and so forth. That is harder to do in a spot negotiated arena. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible to do, and there is a place for spot negotiated, but we need to recognize a lot of the demand growth has happened that doesn't align well with traditional live negotiated activity. Therein lies the core rub in the industry, is a lot of the economic opportunity has pivoted away from that, yet a lot of pricing to date has relied on spot negotiated. That isn't anything new. Most of our listeners are well aware of that. My job was to remind us part of why that evolution has happened, and let's be careful not to lose too much of the economic gain that's occurred with that in all the different proposals that are afoot.
Market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. Now, going back to that hearing before the Senate Agriculture Committee, one of the bottom line statements that Dr. Tonser made to the committee in his opening comments was,
all revenue available to industry participants ultimately originates with consumers. Hence, aligning industry efforts with consumer demand is truly essential. Fortunately, the U.S. beef cattle industry is the envy of many others for several reasons. Comparative advantage of the industry include being a global leader in the production of high-quality, grain-finished beef desired by consumers around the world. I encourage today's discussion to be mindful of the factors which favorably distinguish the industry and are core to the prosperity prospects not only of today's industry participants, but also those of future generations.
Simply put, Dr. Tonser says you got to pay attention to the consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.